know get a body for me. And I get a body. Oh, she looks up. She coming like the flowers in the garden. She's so perfect. She a my type. She a work it. She a bad girl. She a twerk it. She a move the bumper bumper when she work it. She fine, but she know she fine. She wine good, but still she can't compete. She a the talk of the street. Now every man want comfy. She walk past traffic, the man them a clock it. She got the thing where pop your out and suck it. She got me looking at me, not gonna stop. Because she pretty, she know what she got. Hey, girl,
no le gusta perder el tiempo, sabe que tiene un ritmo violento. Le mete duro y sin lamento. Esto no es un género, es un movimiento. Se ven tomando de party en party. No la critiquen, le gusta el safari. Aprieta esa bash y le sobra clase. Aunque es millonaria, le sobra humildad. Si quieres me sigues, montate en mi viaje. Tú quieres venirte, pero yo te traje.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI-FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, online and archived at kfai.org. It's where community grows.
You are now tuned in to Soul Audible Detox on KFAI, brought to you courtesy of WFNU Radio, 94.1 low-powered FM, Frogtown, St. Paul. For more information, you can visit wfnu.org.
Yes, sir. Let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Property got me selling things. Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up. No gangs beats rolled up. But still, Andre got action. They sweat like keep all of my teeth. I take it upon myself to handle mine. Thinking that you got that full time to do this. I just try to vote you through this. I'm probably no time for fun.
Testing 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2. All right,
levels is good.
Levels is good.
I think.
Go ahead.
Kinda. Sort of.
No, we good.
All right,
we not bouncing.
Just checking.
It's good. It's good. Welcome to Wednesday. How you doing, sir?
Over here. Maybe that's what I need to do. I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, we got energy back in the building.
We got energy back in the building. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Good evening, everybody. We're sitting here talking like we're not on air. We are on air. It is Wednesday, and you know what time it is. It is Soul Audible Detox. We're going to help you get over the hump. We got some therapy for you. We got some therapists in the house. They're not licensed therapists, but they're life therapists.
Life therapists.
Yeah.
Right.
So. You know,
the lessons and blessings have taught them well.
The lessons and blessings, yeah. We were just talking about some lessons. But
you felt one way, I felt another.
That's right. But hey, you know,
options. I feel like you get offered a lot of different tools.
That's
you put
right.
them in your toolbox and you decide which one you want.
There you go. There you go. So welcome to the show. You are tuned in to WFNU LP 94.1 FM in St. Paul, home of Frogtown Community Radio. This is season 4, episode 9. So Audible Detox, across from me is the VP. I am the Prez. And it's Wednesday, bro.
Yeah, it's Wednesday. It's hump day. But I mean, I can't believe it's literally mid-November.
Right.
Like Thanksgiving next week.
Like there's a week and a half left of November, and then we're going to roll into December.
Have you bought any Christmas gift?
I'm done.
What? Seriously?
I'm done.
Oh, you good.
I'm done.
You good.
I am done.
I'm thinking I'm doing good by saying, oh, I got a couple things. Santa made a couple purchases. You done?
I'm done.
Wow.
I'm done.
We're going like to talk about that
one. I'm done. Like, I officially finished
last night. I need your playbook on that one. Because I would love to be done.
I said,
you didn't even wait for Black Friday.
I'm done. I got one gift to get
right
for myself.
Okay.
And so I'm watching Black Friday.
Okay.
Because I'm about to make a purchase.
Okay.
But I'm just watching. I'm watching it. I'm waiting for the price to keep coming down,
right.
coming down,
right.
coming down.
Right.
So, right. So. But other than that, I'm done.
Santa always got to get something for himself.
That's right.
Always.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, who will?
Man.
So anyways, welcome, y'all. Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead with your flowers, sir.
Oh,
and then we'll turn the mics on to the PPKers in the house.
Okay. Want to say shouts out to Queen Sha. Want to say what's up to my C's. If they're listening, they probably ain't. But I know we got a lot of family out there listening. Nephew put it on family spread. My mom said they was about to tune in. So hello, moms and dad and sisters and cousins and uncles and all of those things. What's up to the PPKs? Shouts out to my 5 heartbeat. Shouts out to my frat. Shouts out to Uncle Taji. I know he's listening.
What up, Taj?
I think for next week, I think this holiday, I'm gonna have to go on and throw the white flag out to Cousin James. I think he's still mad at me, but we'll get him back on.
Yeah,
and listen. What
make
up to
the
Hayes?
Peace with Cousin
yeah,
James,
I'll make
man.
The peace with it.
Yeah.
Fabulous one, Shay. I don't know if I missed anybody. My brain's messing.
Sorry,
I'll come back to it. But anyway, don't blame it on my head or my heart. Blame it on my head.
So. All good.
Yes.
You good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All good. So let me go ahead and give out excuse me, my flowers. Want to give a shout out to the melody to my music, the lyrics to my song. Want to give a shout out to my queen Andrea. Want to give a shout out to my grandchildren Esaita, Kyrie, Cameron, and Maya. Also want to give a shout out to my seeds, who I know are not listening except for Kaleo. What's up, Kaleo? Send a shout out to DeAndre, Pooty, and Baby Girl. Want to send a shout out to the fabulous one. Want to send a shout out to Shay, who's always holding it down for us. Want to send a shout out to David Ruffin and the Temptations. The PPKs, the Jedis. Yeah. Let me see. Am I missing anybody?
Just not to interrupt your flowers, but I didn't give him a shout out. This wasn't actually even the person I was thinking about because I know he's out of town. He's over in international, but
the engineer
just
What's
said
up,
he couldn't
brother?
Sleep, so he's online.
All
What's
right,
up?
My brother, you've been missed, man. You've
yes,
been
sir.
Missed. Want to also send a special shout out to another sister named Andrea who's tuning in for the first time. So we appreciate you giving us some ear support. And to all of you returning detoxers and even those who are listening for the first time, we appreciate you. I want to send another shout out to our KFAI listeners who give us nothing but love. And so, like VP says, we don't look old, but sometimes the elderness kicks in. So
right.
if we forgot you, blame it on our minds and not our hearts. So, yeah. So tonight, tonight's gonna be a pretty cool show. This is also our pre holiday show, because we will not be here next week. So we're gonna take a moment.
We'll be cooking.
We're gonna take a pause. Yeah, tonight we got returning visitors. They're not guests, they're our homies. A nephew and a brother and a nephew. Want to welcome back to the show Mr. Calvin Woody and also DeRay Cheryl. Your mics are already on.
They're hot.
Go ahead.
Hot.
Say what up.
What's up, everyone?
Get a little closer to the mic.
Yeah. No, put a mic down.
Yeah, don't be afraid. No. Don't be scared of it.
Yeah. Calvin, do it again, please. Hold on a minute, man. Take hold of the mic. Bring it to you. Say what's up.
Nope,
something ain't working.
No, something I know. Let's see.
Oh, wait. Go ahead, do it now.
While we bounce it to the Mac, to Mike, the MJ.
I can hear myself now.
There you go.
I can hear you now.
It doesn't matter if you can hear yourself. We have to hear you, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. All right. Go. I heard you.
Good evening, everyone.
All right. Go ahead, nephew.
Happy blessed Wednesday, all of my detoxers out there.
Yes. And it is also We're Blessed Wednesday. We'll have that segment coming up. But y'all go ahead, please. Either one, go ahead with your shout outs, send your flowers, send your love, take your time, do it right.
Don't forget nobody.
I will. I'm going to make this short and sweet. I'll just put the important people on board. I'm not as good as you guys at the shout out thing. But I want to shout out all my kids, Calvin, Nikhail, Nikhaila, and Nia. I hope some of you are listening. also, a shout out to my mom and my family down in South Carolina. All my Woody family, all my Jones family, all my Atchison family, and anyone else that's listening out there.
All right.
Last, take your time.
Last but not least, my love, Christine. I hope she's listening as well. I pass it up to my homie.
Yes, happy Wednesday. Definitely. So I didn't forget I made some notes.
Take your time, brother.
Yes.
I just got to do the weather at 7:30. So take your time.
So let me start with the list. Okay, starting with the A's. No. But big shout out to the family first. The beautiful wife Amber. My three blessings, my children Darian, Amaya, Adrian.
What up, niece?
Love you to death.
And great nephews and nieces.
All of them. And then my neighbors, my community's a strong one. So I want to give a shout out to the people that live on my blocks. You guys have embraced me since the day one, and I know that's a blessing. So shout out to all my neighbors out in North St. Paul.
Okay.
Shout out to my school, Cowan Elementary in North St. Paul. I never heard of that place till I moved out there, so it might be new to you too. But there's a Cowan Elementary out there in North St. Paul. Shout out to all those kids and families and staff that work there. And then going through my texts, I'm going to give a shout out to my all-weather DBs, my guys that cover you in any weather, rain, sleet, or snow, to my 651, to my 310 crew. It's a group of St. Paul brothers that connected with some Detroit brothers and treat them like family, and to my Jedis and my PPKs. That's my top three chains. And then shout out to the Detoxers, and then last but not least, my Vikes. You know, them 8-1 team,
okay.
NFL leading.
So
you know.
Don't interrupt.
They ain't beat nobody until last week. Shout out to them boys, you know, because, you know, some of us been faithful since day one. So we're going to ride this wave. But go ahead. Shout them out.
So, Calvin, can I get you to stand up, please?
Are we on video?
Oh. No, yeah, you're on video right there. No, stand up, and I need you to just stand, like, right under the clock. Just for a quick second. Yep. All right. Go on, get your little toy.
Oh, yeah. So while we're doing this, I kind of forgot about that. So, you know, folks,
I'll count you down.
Can't see you on the radio, right?
Yeah.
So my nephew has any Vikings fans, you got the horn, right? The Vikings horn. So I don't know. How many years ago you find that? About 6 years ago. He was traveling the world and found this shell that does pretty good as a horn. So because I think the Vikings fans in here outnumber everybody else, I'm gonna say 2.5 to 1. 2.5 to 1.5. We're gonna get a little horn. So
before he does that, I'll count you. I'll let your unc count you down, sir. So before we go ahead with this little one-time ritual, you know, I will say that in past years, I have not been a Viking supporter. Some would call me a Viking hater, but I've learned I'll just say this. I've learned to let y'all enjoy your sunshine, right? I've learned it. Because it's like clockwork. We know what's going to happen. But I'm not going to say nothing.
Don't say nothing.
I'm not going to say nothing. I'm just going to let y'all
know. This year's different.
Yeah, this year's different. This is y'all's year. And so I'm just going to be quiet. So I told Nephew, I said, bring your horn. So for all of you Viking fans, all of you half Viking fans and supporters, this one is for you. This is a one-time thing.
Yeah, we're going to Arizona.
You don't want him in here?
Well, he can come.
Is it gonna be too loud? You could be right there. Okay.
Yeah, we'll let him do it once, and if it's not, if we can't pick it up, we'll have you come closer.
All right. Because I was just wanting to be on the video, but that's fine. Okay. One, go ahead. We'll count down. One, two, three. Oh, yeah.
It is loud.
That sounds good.
It is loud.
For those, again, on the radio that can't see, he was like out the room.
Yep.
That's loud.
And then what is it? What comes after y'all blow your horn?
The skull chant.
Go ahead.
Skull. 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 Go!
We going to Arizona.
Go!
Okay.
Going to Arizona.
Okay.
You got me started. That's your fault, Prez.
All right. Okay.
And like Chris says, Baru.
Oh my God. Don't you got? Oh my God. Okay. Anyways,
we appreciate you though. We know that was hard. I mean, it's like probably felt like somebody putting their fingernails on the chalkboard, or somebody forcing you to eat some black licorice.
And I will give you my flowers. When you sent me that text, I haven't got that excited in a while about the horn. We got it on the air. I appreciate you.
Contrary to opinions, I done changed, and I don't say much. Remember the year the Steelers went 11-0?
Yeah.
I didn't say nothing.
Yeah, you just sat on
it. I didn't say anything. I didn't brag. I didn't say nothing. And I pissed off Steelers fans because I said, we going to lose. I said, we going to lose. And they condemned me. Who are you? We hate you. You know that? I was like, it ain't that serious. But anyways, good luck. So, all right. On this show, this is our Black Man Healing, our Black Man Therapy show. We are so glad that you are tuning in. If you got issues, if you got problems, if you just want to talk, you can always hit us up. And VP, tell them how they can communicate with us, and we'll talk back.
Man, you playing on too much of the bangers, throwing my focus off. Anyway, you can hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at VP Prez, the letters VPPRES, or of course, what we call Soul Audible Detox. We all on there. We're on the social media. We try to put questions out on Facebook. I think they get copied to Twitter. I don't know. So I don't know. Cal, you might have to teach us how to do Twitter. Yeah, you're a big Twitter dude.
Yeah, we were talking about that last week that we made.
How do you feel about the little technology
assistance?
Elon taking over. Different is it?
It's no different.
Oh.
But the way they're talking, they're losing a lot of sponsors, and they're talking about it going bankrupt pretty soon. So.
That fast?
That fast.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, Kanye fast.
Wow.
Did y'all see
Dave Chappelle?
Dave Chappelle.
I watched the thing, but he had me cracking up, man. He's just
dying.
He's
the best right now, and I might even put him up in all time, but the best at hitting jabs and you don't know it. The whole time he was talking stuff about you, but he was saying it in the context
oh, yeah.
that
Yeah.
They couldn't really do nothing about it. I was like, that's good.
Did you see when he had stepped out of the scene, had the white dude playing his part?
No, I didn't watch the whole thing. Did you see that part? Thing. I gotta go.
It was hilarious. Did you see it?
No, yeah. I heard it was one of the best SNLs in a while.
And I'll put him in top three.
Okay. I'm down with that.
I just think he's a genius. I just think he's comically smart, and he's just like all around. And you know what I did one day? Because I have not watched every Chappelle show episode. So one day I was trying to find something to watch, and I clicked on it, and I watched like the very first one and two episodes. And I was like, he was coming into his own even back then.
And right away, that first episode was Clayton Bigsby. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You are blind, black, white supremacist.
Yes.
And off the first rip, we're just with our jaws on the ground at that time.
Right.
Like, what is he doing?
Exactly. I was like, wow. I was like, so yeah, man, he's been a long time coming. So, okay. So we got a couple of things to talk about tonight. And I know one thing that Nephew wanted to talk about was some generational stuff. And then also, let's get this out the way. We want to talk about, because everyone in the room seen Wakanda, right?
Yes.
We all seen it. Okay.
I actually came prepared as well. Hold on.
Oh.
You had to get right.
Got some notes. You got, okay.
So we're going to talk about Wakanda. Right, we got to represent,
right.
You know.
All right, wait, we got to.
All right.
Representation is important.
Okay.
Man,
okay.
He's repping off in here. Yeah, got it. So if y'all want to see what we're talking about, go to Facebook after the show, and we will post the video. Video will be posted.
From my radio, folks, I had to throw on my Nigerian dashiki.
That's tight.
Shout out to the Nigerian family that got it for me.
Oh, straight. Yeah. Okay.
When I took my DNA test a few years back, one of my students was Nigerian, and I was talking to her about it. Like, oh, yeah, I'm mainly Nigerian now. I want to dig into it. And her mom gave me this dashiki.
That's nice.
The girl that I taught at the school wrote me a list of Nigerian artists and music, because we know we all love music. I was like, okay. I need my Nigerian playlist. So
I love it.
Yeah.
You got to share some of that, bro.
Oh, yeah, I got you. I got the whole list.
All right. All right, cool. So I'll let you go first. What was your thoughts, man?
Yeah, so again, representation, right? For me personally, the Avengers and Black Panther and all those movies have just been...
So let me ask you this before you finish. Because mm-hmm. I think VP and I might be the only people in the room who are not following
the storyline,
right? Yeah. You're not, are you?
Kinda. I'm.
Oh,
I'm,
you're a comic I'm book kinda. Head. So
I mean, old school. Not when it went to the next generation, but I've been following Marvel because I think enough to be dangerous.
Okay, because I know that B was talking on the thread, and he knew of the character that came up. I was like, who is this dude?
Right.
So, all three of y'all are following. Okay, go ahead.
We're with all the characters and all that. So it's a little bit biased opinion, then, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm already into that genre, it's not going to take much for me to be like, it's a win.
Exactly.
So not giving it no spoiling thing, I just take it to the next level, which was why I wore the dashiki today. Representation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when Black Panther came out and the effect that it had and the people that I saw, the first one,
mm-hmm.
it touched me because it matters. Like, it matters for us as adults. It matters for us extremely when we're younger. Like, we saw how the reactions were when the Little Mermaid was black, right? Just off of a trailer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There was millions of videos.
Movie ain't even out yet.
Of girls just, look at me. I'm on that screen. So when it comes down to our actors, our music, our culture, representation matters, because when it's the negative, it's so upsetting. It hurts so much. So to see it in a positive light, I was all for it. All the black faces I saw, all the non-black faces I saw. Like, I have an interracial family, you know? Like, it's just everyone showing up for this movie. Right. And it's representing something to a point where it's a character, but it's bigger than that to me. And so I felt that in that movie. I felt like it was a great tribute to Chadwick, not giving no spoilers to y'all. I'm going to let y'all wait. I think they got, like, another week. I love that.
Oh, we're going to get into it. If you haven't seen the movie, you may want to turn off the radio.
Right, yeah, you got to get into it. Like, but it really
spoiler alert,
it sets you up for another run of movies, right? And mm-hmm. so that was the one thing I would take away from it. The end of one, I was just jaw dropped, like all the acting, the imagery. This one was more like a setup to me. It was a tribute to Chadwick.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then it was a setup for us to do what Hollywood does best, 2, 3, 4, right? Which is going to come down the line. You know, right. This is the start of that. So I was a little bit off of that because I was coming in with so much, you know, am I going to leave like I did after one? Me personally, I didn't. But I was okay with it because of what it did and what the movie was supposed to represent. So, yeah, loved it. Had its, obviously, its funny moments. The cast, obviously, is missing key characters.
Yeah.
With our brother, and excuse me if I don't know his name, the one that played Fred Hampton in the...
What is his name?
So the brother that also was
in the first one.
Yes, he was. He was one of the key characters.
He was the general's husband.
The general, yeah. Because he was King T'Challa's, one of his best friends.
Yeah, the one that was on
He was the one that asked T'Challa, go get Claw, because Claw's responsible for my father's death.
Right.
He went and didn't bring Claw back. That's when Killmonger got in, because he got Claw and brought him to him.
Right.
And that's how he got into Wakanda the first time.
What movie did you say he starred in first?
He was in Get Out. That's not what he said the first time.
That's why I said it's the wrong Fred Hampton. He was not Fred Hampton.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't.
No, the Get Out guy and Fred Hampton are two different dudes.
That's what confused me.
Wait, no, hold on. Rewind.
It's not the same, brother.
It's not the same dude.
What movie am I thinking about? The one.
But he was in Nope.
He was in Nope.
Yep.
And he was in Get Out.
No, he wasn't in Get Out.
No, now y'all really messing up. The dude that played Fred is the same one that was in Get Out.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Prove it.
You're going to pull it up.
We got all this technology.
While they look it up, the characters, like I said, like, so we're missing that one, and then we're obviously missing Chadwick.
Yeah.
And that's what also made it tough for me, is that when you lose those characters, and if you love movies like I do for the drama and the acting, mm-hmm. even if I don't love the story, you can act it and make me love it. It was hard for me to not feel that hole, that gap that they would have had there. And to see some of the other characters step up was good to see, but it was also hard to not judge them by the characters that they were, the actors that they were with in the first movie.
You know what?
Right. So his name is Daniel
Kaluuya. I apologize. I'm wrong.
Yeah, he's in both.
I'm wrong. I was thinking about the dude, for whatever reason, I started thinking about the dude who's getting ready to play.
The other one that was in the Fred Hampton movie, right? The FBI agent, brother?
No, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
He was in Get Out. He was originally in Get Out, the dude with the hat.
Too, yeah.
Right.
Right.
But I'm thinking, right. I for whatever reason, I got confused because I'm thinking about the dude that played, he's getting ready to play in the movie, with Creed. He's getting ready to play his.
Oh, yes.
So him.
So you're talking about Killmonger's character.
That's Michael B. Jordan.
Yes.
But the dude that he's going to, the other dude.
Oh, the guy
that's playing against him, he's fighting him. Yes,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
who
yeah,
I was
yeah,
thinking
yeah,
about.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
my
yeah.
bad.
No, okay. So you're good. But yeah, like again, I feel like it gave us great representation. It was a feel-good thing to see how they tributed my man. And I think they did a good job. Definitely something that we should go support. Also, while I say go support that, though, it also hurts. Kind of like how Atlanta hurts me, where like if you go to Atlanta and you see all these black faces and black people everywhere, airports, and like we're just everywhere, we're deep. And then it hurt me because it felt so good, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's kind of like how I also feel with how we support Black Panther. But yet we didn't go all vote in these midterms in certain places, right? Some school levies didn't get passed that should have got passed.
Right.
Somebody got on a school board that no one even did any research about. Mm-hmm. We're not going to get upset about them until a year later.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurts me to see that if it snows or if there's a line, any little obstacle that they can throw in front of us, which they do, we don't show up. But if it's in the movie, we're there, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I see everyone there. We're pulling up. It's selling out. We're making that money. So the money's there, and it's a beautiful thing. I don't want to bring up the negative, but I just wish that we would support the Till movie like we had supported Black Panther.
Boom.
I wish that we would support documentaries and artists out here that are out here putting out stories that really need to be told and shared and could affect us in more than just that little 2 hours in that theater, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guilty of it just as much as anybody else.
So I fall
into that same line. I'm not calling people out. I'm just making that point that we got to do better.
Well, we'll call people out. We don't care. And plus, you know, don't apologize for calling people out. We need to be called out. You know, I know a lot of times on this show, we talking about the colonizers, we getting on their cases, but we need to pull our own coattails too, because we be slipping straight up. we be slipping. And to Nephew's point, if you didn't get out and vote, and I thought that, you know, not that every year is not important, but I thought that this vote, this election, excuse me, was very, very important because it had a lot to deal with women and their choice of being able to get an abortion, their choice to make decisions about their body. And so if you felt like, oh, this ain't the presidential election, it has effects. And didn't the Republicans take over House?
They took over the House, yes.
Yeah, they took
but
over
the House. But they didn't get the Senate.
Okay. So
it's still technically with the Democratic president.
Yeah.
Dem control.
And yesterday, you know, just hilarious. Your boy said he's back in the
I saw,
right.
Man.
Like and my thought to that is just like, you know, like how like it just shows you, it's sad to your point, Nephew. It just shows you where we're at as a society when someone like him can put his name back in the hat and people are excited about
it. Right.
Right. I was watching a clip of him speaking at a campaign rally.